bless you. You may be seated. I just want to introduce our guest tonight, Brother McKinstry, Tommy, and his dad, Billy, is it? Billy. Tommy and Billy McKinstry. And Tommy will be preaching tonight and Billy tomorrow, is that right? Or, yeah. Tomorrow night is at the house, at the church house, so same time. So it's good to have the brother back, and I'm very much looking forward to the meeting tonight. Already started, hasn't it? Already started. Just before we start, I'd like to sing one more song. I just was reminded so much of the things of the Lord this past days. I received a photo from people I met in 1982 in Israel. And I didn't recognize them, of course. They look different after all these years. But it's wonderful to see how people the Lord used in my life, they're still going on with the Lord. And it's important that it's the same Lord, the same God
yes.
we first met. And yesterday, Bronwyn played me a tape she found where Melanie and Susanna were singing songs to the Lord when they were 4 or 5 years old or something. Yeah, just very young. And it was so lovely. And then I thought, well, the same God today.
Hallelujah.
That maybe we get more understanding, but it's got to be the same Holy Spirit, yes. the same Lord we met in the first place, the one that drew us in the first place. That's the one we continue to serve. And I just thought we'd sing that song before our brother comes up. I will serve no other God. I lift my hands to the coming King. Perhaps we can put that again. I lift my hands to the coming King. I will serve no foreign God.
Agrippa. Let's sing it one more time. Father, we bow before thee this evening.
Yes, Lord.
In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank thee that this is the privilege which is ours as the people of God.
Amen.
That we may come boldly from thy footstool into thy very throne room.
Yes.
And into thy very presence by the new and living way.
Hallelujah.
Through the precious shed blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Lord, we thank thee tonight that thy blood shall never lose its power.
Amen.
Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Amen.
Father, we would ask that you would cover us with thy blood tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that the Holy Spirit would come in our midst in a special way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, that thou would deal with the hearts and lives of men and women tonight.
Amen.
And oh Father, that Christ would be glorified in our midst.
Amen.
And uplifted.
Yes,
and oh Lord, that you would draw men and women unto thee, I pray.
Yes,
in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Bind every work of the devil, we pray.
Yes,
spoil every work of the enemy.
Amen.
Set every captive free.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. I just trust that you can understand my Ulster Irish English, and that you can follow with us tonight. I want to thank Brother Albert for this invitation and for this time to come to share the Word of God. And you know, there's people meet for different things, but there's no meeting like meeting with the Lord.
Amen.
That's the greatest meeting we can have, is with the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I have a book, brother? Just a book. Thanks, brother. God bless you. Praise God. To keep these up a bit. You know, preaching, you bring notes, and then 5 minutes later, you don't use notes. You're off.
But
just a guideline, but praise God. But the Lord bless Brother Albert and his precious wife and family. I want to thank them for this invitation, and we bring you greetings from Northern Ireland and from the saints over there, and we're marching on with God. Me and my father, it's been a great privilege for me to travel with my dad.
Amen.
If you'd have told me in 1989 when I was in jail that one day I'd be preaching in Australia and New Zealand with my father, I couldn't ever have saw it or believed it.
Amen.
But it's God's grace.
That's right.
God's grace.
Amen.
And it's a real privilege. We've had quite a few services in Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, with a brother Howard here, and people's come to the Lord to get saved. People have come for healing. There's been testimonies that the Lord's healed people. There's been testimonies that the Lord saved people. And tonight I want to talk about the power of the cross and the resurrection.
Amen.
And I want us to turn to the book of Colossians chapter 2. Maybe we could stand for the reading of the word. Colossians chapter 2, and let's read verse 20 and 22 of Colossians chapter 2. And I hope the accent's not too difficult. Praise God. I'll try and go slow, and I won't try and hold you too long tonight. Praise God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. And then we could read verse 13 to 15. And you being dead from your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, hallelujah, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
Amen.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Amen.
You may be seated tonight.
Hallelujah.
We know that God will bless the reading of his own precious word.
Amen.
If we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and we see this, and this is where I want to take my text tonight. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
There is no power like the power of the preaching of the cross.
Right.
And the message of the cross is not an old message, but it's ever new.
Amen.
And we know when we go through all of the Bible and we go through all of church history, that every true servant of God preached the cross.
Amen.
A lot of people might think today we don't need to preach the cross, but Paul the Apostle preached the cross, Irenaeus preached the cross, Martin preached the cross,
yes.
Luther preached the cross,
yes.
Wesley preached the cross,
yes.
William Branham preached the cross.
Yes.
And if they preached the cross, we must preach the cross.
Amen.
And the preaching of the cross to the world's foolishness, but on us that's saved, it's the power of God. The power of God.
Yes.
Now we read here in Colossians the handwriting of ordinances that was written against us. That's your old commandments. That's your Ten Commandments. Nobody could keep the Ten Commandments. We're not saved by keeping the law. We're not saved by keeping commandments. We could dress right. We could grow our hair. We could wear long dresses if we're men. We could dress smart and straight and do all them things and still go straight to hell. Because the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now we believe in doing all them things. Don't think I don't believe it. I preach it, I believe it. But we cannot be saved by a works program. And we cannot be saved by a ritual or church membership or shaking of hands. And we cannot be saved because our father saved or our mother saved. God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. But every single one of us must come to the cross. And we must acknowledge the cross of Christ on which he died. And on the cross, all the commandments that we couldn't keep, and all the laws that we all broke and we could never live and never keep, Jesus nailed them all to the cross. And every accusation that the devil had against us, he nailed to the cross.
Amen.
And all the sins of the world, he bore upon himself at the cross of Calvary.
Right.
And we must look to the cross. The song says, look and live, look and live. Look to Jesus and live.
Amen.
And if the cross today is not preached much, and the blood of Christ today is not preached much, but the blood of Jesus shall never lose its power.
Amen.
And the message of the cross shall never lose its power.
Amen.
There never could be a Pentecost until there was a Calvary.
Yes.
There never could be any gifts of the Holy Spirit until there was a Calvary.
That's right.
And a person cannot receive the Holy Spirit until they receive the man of Calvary first.
Right.
We must come to the cross.
Amen.
We must hear the message of the cross. And every preacher and every man of God preached the cross. And Paul was a messenger to the first church age.
And Paul preached the cross. Message of the cross. When you preach the message of the cross, Jesus will save. When you preach the message of the cross, Jesus will heal. When you preach the message of the cross, the enemy gets disturbed. The enemy of your soul gets unsettled because the power of the cross breaks his power.
Amen.
It cancels them out.
That's right.
And it gives you standing with God. It brings you into fellowship with God. Brings you into fellowship with the blessings of God.
That's right.
When we read the Old Testament, when the plague come upon the children of Israel, Aaron couldn't call the blessing down upon them until he ran through with the blood first. And when Aaron took the blood and Aaron ran through the people and he sprinkled the blood upon the people, it was only after he sprinkled the blood that he could call the blessing down.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And we must preach the power of the cross, and we must preach the power of the blood of Christ on the cross. And the power of the blood of Christ on the cross is the most powerful blood, because Jesus Christ had in his veins God's creative blood. He wasn't just an ordinary man. He was God manifested in the flesh, destroy the works of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham said that his blood was supernatural blood, that his blood was God's blood. And when the first blood shell broke at Calvary, the life of God was released.
Yes.
The quickening power, the token life.
Yes.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead was released at Calvary.
Yes. That's right.
So that it could come upon you.
Amen.
And come upon me.
Amen.
Preacher once said to me, he says, "Brother Tom, you've got it all mixed up." He said, "No flesh and blood can enter the kingdom of God." And I said, "Yes, your flesh and my blood won't enter the kingdom of God." But I says, "Did you ever stop to think why?" You see, every one of us had a disease in our blood, and the disease in our blood was sin. We were born in sin. We were sheep in iniquity. Because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that's original sin. And every man and every woman is a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth because of Adam's sin.
Hallelujah.
And because of Adam's sin, every one of us received the universal condemnation and universal separation from God because of Adam's sin. But there was another Adam that came. The first Adam was of the earth, earthly, but the second Adam was the Lord from glory. And the second Adam had blood that had no original sin.
Yes.
He wasn't born in adultery,
yes,
but the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. It was a supernatural act of God. So his blood had no original sin.
That's right.
The pure, unadulterated blood of God. And God's prophet, Brother Branham, said the blood circles the earth.
Hallelujah.
And God doesn't see our sin. He sees the blood. And he said the blood acts like a bumper on a car.
That's right.
When we would perish, when we would die and go to hell, the blood stands between us and God.
That's right. Amen.
I thank God for the blood.
Hallelujah.
If the blood of Jesus wasn't shed, every one of us would perish. Every one of us would be lost. No one could be saved.
Yes. That's right.
For there's none righteous, no, not one. But there's power in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible doesn't say the Holy Spirit will cleanse you from sin. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin.
Amen.
Brother Branham said there's three stages to the work of grace. Justification, when you believe in Christ. Sanctification, when you clean up. Then the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the power of the blood tonight.
Yes.
Preaching's foolishness. In a message called Shalom, look what the prophet of God says, paragraph 197. If there's a sinner here, you begin at the cross. Will you reckon yourself dead with him?
Amen.
You're entered in then. The great drama sets. And then he goes on to say in paragraph 169, at the cross, begin at the cross with him. Repent, believe the word. That's where you begin. You can't begin nowhere else. You can't start nowhere else.
Right.
You must start at the cross.
Yeah.
You must begin at the cross. You say, preacher, we are all saved. When you know, that doesn't worry me at all. I'm coming to look on the lost souls.
Yes.
And you see, when you're saved, you should rejoice in the gospel.
Amen.
You should rejoice in it.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You should be praying for someone that maybe doesn't have the salvation you have.
Right.
Praying that God would save them.
Yes.
Start at the cross. We must start at the cross.
Yes.
In Northern Ireland, many years ago, there was a policeman, and this policeman was a believer. This is many years ago in Belfast. And he said he found this little boy and his face was all chocolate and his hands was all chocolate. And he came up to the policeman and he says, "Mister, I'm lost. And I don't know where home is, I'm lost." And he said he took a sweet chocolate hand in his hand. And he began to walk. And as he began to walk, and they walked for some time, and then the wee boy said, "Mister, my home's over there." And the policeman said, "Son, how do you know where your home's over there?" He says, "Do you see that big cross? My house is just beside that church with the big cross on the top." And the policeman says, the Lord spoke to him and he began to cry. And God said to him, "Just lead them to the cross."
Amen.
"And their home."
Hallelujah.
"Just lead them to the cross."
Wonderful.
"And their home." Leading them to the church won't bring them home.
Yes.
Leading them to some great philosopher won't bring them home. But leading them to the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
There's life for a look.
Amen.
At the crucified one.
That's right.
Life at this very moment for thee.
Mm.
Life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah, amen.
You know, at Calvary's cross there was a battle. There was a battle raged. It was the greatest battle that was ever raged. Life met with death. Death died.
Amen.
Death died. Life met with death and death died. Jesus went actually down into the underworld.
Yes.
When his body was still in the tree and he went down, he yielded up his spirit and he went down into the underworld. And my Bible says he led captivity captive.
Yes.
And he gave gifts unto men. He broke the powers of death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I like how Brother Branham says it. He said the devil was in a corner down there. And he says Jesus stepped up to him. And he said Satan had three keys on his side. The keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he says Jesus done took them off the devil.
Amen.
And he rose triumphant over death, over hell, and over the grave. And then Paul says, "Death shall have no more dominion over you, and sin shall have no more dominion over you."
Yeah.
Death's defeated.
Amen.
Sting of death is gone. The sting of death was lost at Calvary. Death put a stinger in Christ. And Christ took the sting out of death. So that we no more die. No more die. But those that's born in the Spirit of God, no more die. Him that hath the Son has got life. Our religion's greater than all other religions in the
yes.
world.
Yes.
There's people and they're following great men. And I don't want to name all the different religions tonight. But the ones they're following is dead. Our Savior's living.
Amen.
He rose from the dead.
Thank you, Lord.
Death could not keep his prey. He rolled the stone away.
Amen.
He rose from the dead. Jesus has risen. And there's power in the cross. Power in the cross to save the prostitute. Power in the cross to deliver the drug addict. Power in the cross to make a jailbird a songbird.
There's
power in the cross to do that.
Amen.
That's the power of the cross. Religion can't do it. Forms can't do it. But the power of the cross of Jesus can do it. And I'll tell you, it still works today.
Amen.
This message is as powerful today as it was when Jesus died on the cross. The Bible says at Calvary there was 3 hours of darkness. All creation stood still. The moon stopped shining. The sun stopped shining. The Bible says the rocks rent and there was a great earthquake. And during those 3 hours of darkness, Jesus took your place and Jesus took my place, and all the sufferings and all the pangs of the Holy God came upon Christ at Calvary. Then he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he yielded up the spirit. He gave up the ghost. That means he dismissed his spirit. And he went down into the underworld. Here's the good news. The Bible says all them Old Testament saints were held in a realm called Abraham's bosom. And they couldn't be resurrected until Jesus rose and broke the power of death. They were held there. They weren't lost, they were saved, but they were held in a realm. And you know, when he came down, Job saw him coming. And Job said, here he comes. This is the one I talked about. This is the one that I said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I shall stand before him. I shall see him. I know he liveth. Isaiah saw him coming. And Isaiah says, here he comes. He said, this is the one, this is the lamb that opened not his mouth, that stood as a sheep before the shears was dumb, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace upon him. Here he is. This is the one. This is him that's coming. This is the day of deliverance. This is the time where we're going to leave this place. They saw him coming. They had foretold it. They had preached about it. But the time had come when the Redeemer went down in there. And the Bible says that the Old Testament saints rose from the grave.
Hallelujah.
And they saw them in the streets and they saw them in the cities. Death lost his hold.
Amen.
Death lost his power.
That's right.
Jesus broke the bars asunder.
Yes.
And he rose triumphant o'er the foe. Job rose, and Isaiah rose, and the weeping prophet Jeremiah rose, and all the saints rose. Hallelujah. There's going to be another resurrection.
Amen.
There's going to be another resurrection.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is coming again.
Amen.
And there's going to be another resurrection.
Right.
We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
We're going to be thrust up to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
You know why, brothers? Because of the cross. Because of the power of the cross. The power of the cross overcome hell. I was saying, and I say it all the time, Jesus plundered hell that he might populate heaven. He plundered hell that he might populate heaven. You know, hell was never made for man. Hell was made for the devil and his followers, his fallen angels. Hell was never made for man. But every Christ rejecter will go to hell. Everyone that doesn't accept God's call of mercy. Everyone that rejects the Savior. The Bible says foolishness to the world. And it also says the fool have said in his heart, there's no God. But the preaching of the cross unto us that are saved. We know it's the power of God. Isn't that the truth, brother?
Right.
We know it's the power of God that can take you from a jail cell and make a songbird out of you.
That's right.
Can take the vilest woman and make her a saint.
Yeah.
That's what the power of the cross can do.
Amen.
No other message like it.
Amen.
You know, there's clinics. There's a clinic in Ireland and a thing called the AA. And the alcoholics, drunkards go and they join the AA. And they fix them up for a while, and then they fall back again.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you tonight, when you come to the message of the cross,
hallelujah,
and when you have an experience with a man of Calvary,
amen,
the Bible says you're a new creature.
Amen.
You're born again of the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen.
You won't need the AA. You won't need the clinic. All you need is Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus alone.
Yeah. Amen.
There's no substitute for the Lord. No substitute for the message of the cross.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. Look at it reads in the resurrection power of God. Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. The grave couldn't hold this man called Jesus. You know why the grave couldn't hold him? It had no claim upon him. Death had no claim on this sacrifice. Death had a claim in every man and every woman from Adam to now. Death had a claim because we were born under original sin. The penalty of death was upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
But for sin did abound, grace did much more abound.
Right.
And death had no claim in Jesus. He knew no sin. He had no sin. He is the sinless, the spotless, the blameless Lamb of God. And when John looked out and John saw him coming, you know what John said? John said, "Behold the Lamb of God,
amen,
which taketh away the sin of the world."
Amen.
He is God's appointed taker away of sin. You need him tonight.
Amen.
You can't make heaven without him. You can't be saved without him. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. And him only. Him only. There's no Jesus plus this Jesus alone.
That's right.
He has the power to save. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. From the depths of decay to the streets of glory. Translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. By the power of Christ. I'll tell you, this power's real. There's a wee preacher at home. He's passed on to be with the Lord. He was called Sidney Murray. He served a few jail sentences. But the Lord called him and made him a mighty preacher. And Sidney Murray used to say, from Johnny Walker whiskey to the gospel talker, from handcuffs to white cops.
Amen.
And he would jump up and click his heels and dance over the front of the church. And he would say, "Praise God,
amen,
he delivered me."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll tell you, when the Lord's delivered you, you'll rejoice in it.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll rejoice.
That's right.
Because of the power of the message of the cross.
Amen.
Death's dealt with. Sin is dealt with. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. You're not saved by what you do. You're saved by what he done for you.
That's right.
You were saved by the grace of God according to Ephesians. For by grace through faith are you saved.
Yes.
And that not of yourselves. Saved by what the Lord done. We do the right things because we are saved. That's why we live righteous. That's why the sisters grow their hair and dress the way they should dress. Because they love the Lord.
Yes.
And you know what it says when you love the Lord? It says you'll keep my word.
Yes.
And you know what it says when you keep his word? He'll give the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. To the Holy Spirit, to them that obey him. And when you start to obey the Lord, you come under the blessing of the Lord. The power of the cross. God raised him from the dead. You know, the power of the cross preceded the power of the resurrection. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, there's many things happened. I preached so many messages. I preached them with the two malefactors. They were two jailbirds. Malefactors means criminals. And Jesus was put in the center cross because it meant he was the biggest criminal of them all. That's what it was saying when they put him in the center cross. They stripped him naked to the world. Galatians says, "Cursed is he that hangeth upon a tree." And Christ became a curse for us.
Amen.
He that knew no sin became sin.
That's right.
So that we could be free.
Amen.
From the penalty of sin.
Amen.
He took our place. Stood in for us.
Right.
Stood in for us. When the devil points the finger at you, all you have to do is look to Jesus.
Amen.
What's that do, brother? It runs you over to Romans 4. You see, you know what Jesus did, someone else at Calvary.
He assumed full and total responsibility. Back of the devil. When the first drop of blood touched this earth, the mark was put down. God's redeeming this earth back, you know. We're going to live and reign in this earth for 1,000 years.
Amen.
The devil has only a short time to go.
That's
He's
right.
going to be bound for 1,000 years.
That's right.
Amen.
I preached a message in Adelaide called The Foundation of Satan versus the Foundation of God. Do you know what Satan's foundation is? Zero. Because the Bible says he comes from the bottomless pit, so he has no foundation.
Yeah.
You know what Paul says? Paul says that we're built upon a sure foundation.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the revelation of who he is. What's revealed to us? That Christ is the Son of God, that he's the Savior of the world.
Amen.
We're built on that foundation. And you know what it says? The foundation of God standeth sure. Let no other man build on another foundation. This is a stone which was set at naught of the builders, but now has become the head of the corner.
Amen.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
Amen.
For there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved,
right,
other than the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's our sure foundation.
Amen.
When Jesus told the parables about building on the right foundation. When you build upon the rock, the storms can come, the rains can come, but you're unmoved.
That's right.
The Bible says the gates of hell are against the true church, the bride.
That's right.
But they can't prevail.
Amen.
Because she's on the foundation.
Amen.
But Satan's foundation's a bottomless pit. That's why every single doctrine that comes from him, they have no foundation. No foundation. And there's so many things today being said that have no scriptural foundation. But we believe the word of God.
Amen.
The heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The word of God is the absolute.
Amen.
The infallible, impregnable, unchangeable. Living word of God. You see this book here, it's living.
Yes.
This is not an ordinary book.
No.
This word lives.
Yes.
Jesus said, my words are spirit and life.
Yes.
Spirit and life. Says the enemy comes to steal, to rob, and to destroy. But I am come, Jesus Christ, that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Praise God. In Matthew 16 verse 24, Jesus tells us to take up our cross and follow him. That's what he says. You know, an old preacher said one time that this brother came to him and he said, preacher, it's really hard. No, it's really difficult. And you know what the preacher said to him? He says, brother, that's a lie. That's what he told him. He said, that's a lie. Said the Bible says the way of the transgressor's hard. The way of the transgressor's hard. But brothers, even in our hardest time, even in our difficult moments and the most hardest moments, he's still with us.
Amen.
We have a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
We have someone to lean upon. We have someone to call upon. Like the footsteps, prints in the sand. Lord, in the most difficult times, there was only one set of footprints. You left me. And he said, no, that's when I carried you. That's when I buried you up in my arms. Because I loved you.
Amen.
And I carried you.
Amen.
And I saved you.
Thank you,
Lord. The Lord's ways, not the hard way. He says we have to take up our cross and follow him. I want to tell you tonight, this cross is not a weight. The cross is not a weight, it's a power.
That's right.
It's not a weight, it's a power. Paul said it's the power of God.
Amen.
The preaching of the cross is a power. Not a weight, but a power.
Amen. Thank you.
When you get the right revelation of the cross, it's the power of God.
Amen.
The power of God.
Amen.
Everything the devil writes against you, you just point him to the center cross.
three crosses standing on Calvary's hill.
Amen.
The one in the middle against his own will. Not what some people sing, but you know the Bible says Jesus set his face as a flint to go up. The Jews didn't put him on the cross. Pilate never put him on the cross. But he died a willing sacrifice.
Amen.
When you look at the blood of Abel and the blood of Jesus, you have the comparison and the contrast. Both were shepherds. Both had their blood shed. Both of them had blood that cried from the thorns. Abel's blood cried from the thorns, from the curse of the ground unto God, and God heard the blood, and God answered to the blood. Jesus' blood cried from the thorns on his brow. My Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. You know, Abel's blood cried for vengeance. Abel's blood cried for judgment against Cain. But Christ's blood cried for mercy. Mercy and grace. That's what Christ's blood cried for. Power on the cross. Jesus is ruler because of the cross. He assumed full and total responsibility at the cross. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and the wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. When, brother? Yeah. When you get saved. I'm not waiting on it. Something's happened in me now. Now I'm waiting on the redemption of the body to wit. How many's waiting on the redemption of the body to wit? But you know what it says? He's changing us from glory to glory. Because of this, verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and his powers in the cross. What seemed to be his weakest moment was the most glorious moment the world has ever seen. When Christ said, "It is finished," he yielded up his spirit, he gave up the ghost, and the veil rent from the top to the bottom, and the way was made into the holiest of holies. I'm closing in a moment. You know, when you study the tabernacle in the Old Testament, and you study that veil, it's as thick as a man's hand. It's a thick woven garment, and I haven't time tonight to go into all the things about it. It's beautiful. But you know, the priests were ministering in there. Can you imagine when the veil rent in front of them? Many of them turned to the Lord. But you know, under all the Old Testament, when you read the Old Testament, once every year a priest would go in and they'd tie a rope on his ankle. And he had garments, and the end of the garments were the pomegranates and the bells. And they let the rope go in to the outer court, to the holy place, then into the holiest of holies, where the mercy seat is. And he could not go in without blood. And he had to wear special undergarments when he went in. Everything had to be exactly by the word. And he went right in to the holiest of holies. And you see, if God didn't accept him, the bells never rang. And when there was no noise and the bells never rang, they pulled him out dead. And the next year another would go in. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus entered the glory. And the bell has rang in heaven ever since. And the way is made into the holiest of holies, into the presence of God. so that every man, every woman, every boy and every girl can come. Preacher, I would come, but I need to clean up first. No, no, never do it.
Amen.
Come as you are.
Amen.
Come as you are.
Yes.
Just as I am, a third one, plea. But that thy blood was shed for me. You must come as you are. You can't decide that you'll do it. You can't do it. You have no power within yourself to do it. You need Him. What happens when you receive Him? Till as many as receive Him, to them gives He the power to become the sons of God. You know Brother Branham's life story? You read it and you'll see in a coal shed, in a shed, he had a vision of the cross. You read his life story and you know where he tells where he was shot with a shotgun and his leg was almost blown off. And he was falling and falling and falling. And he said, Lord, I've never committed adultery. And he told Lord all these things he hadn't done made no difference. No difference. He had to see the cross. He had to receive Christ as a Savior. He had to repent of his sins. Just believe that tonight.
Amen.
I certainly believe it. I thank God for God's prophet.
Amen.
You know what he said? He said, I preached what Paul preached.
That's right.
I preached what Paul preached. Paul preached the cross. And the power of the cross.
Amen.
In Ephesians, look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, the 13th. I'm going to close. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. And he gave gifts unto man. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth, that he might descend as the same also that descended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He came down from heaven and he went beneath the earth. Isn't, you know the story we tell all our children, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, but he'll raise up. And the psalmist David said, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. But he raised up. You hear Brother Branham talk about it, the deep calls to the deep. Said within 72 hours he raised up. He never saw corruption, so that we could be saved.
Amen.
Let us come and bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That it shall never lose its power.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father, move on men and women's hearts tonight. Move on the heart of every boy and every girl. Bring them to Christ. Bring them to Calvary. Father, I pray for the voice of the speaker silent and the Holy Spirit will move on. Speak on, Lord. Convict of sin and unrighteousness. Bring men and women unto Thee. In Jesus' precious name. While every head's bowed, every eye closed in this room. Is there someone tonight and you would say, I would receive Christ? Would you lift your hand up before God? The Lord bless you. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Praise God. I want you where you're sitting to pray this simple prayer. Pray this prayer after me. You don't even have to pray it out loud. Pray it in yourself. The Word of God says in the book of Joel and in the book of Acts that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord,
amen,
shall be saved.
Amen.
I want you to pray this prayer with me if you're sitting. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. Come into my heart right now in Jesus' precious name. Save me right now in Jesus' precious name. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me
for every sin, for every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I confess you with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead. Now I am saved because I've confessed it and I believe it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, for those that responded to your call tonight, Lord, may the Spirit of the Lord work upon them. May you give them a confirmation to their faith and fill them with the Holy Ghost and bring them right through to water baptism and full fellowship with thee. Break the power of hell over them. Break the power of the enemy over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 God bless you as the pastor comes. The Lord bless you. God bless you.
Amen. That was a lovely gospel message. And you know, the word tells us there is a fivefold ministry. And I believe everyone who loves the Lord and is filled with the Holy Spirit will recognize those different ministries and respond to them. We need all of it. And is without the cross, we're not going anywhere. You know, I often thought years ago, when you see a cross, most people think of death. Well, I think of life when I see it. It's life. It's life to me, you know. And I rejoice all the time when I think about it. The Lord came in my heart. And you never get sick of it. It's like I've got this film at home from my wedding. I never get sick of watching it. I was there. And I was one of the main characters. And you know, if you experience Christ at the cross, he was there, you were there. You become one of the main characters. He had a vision for you for this day. He saw you before the foundation of the world coming to him. We're part of the picture. And I rejoice in this. I always rejoice in it. So can we just sing a song together? Can we stand and sing I love you, Lord, and I will lift my voice. Starts with this one.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my
one thing that always strikes me. We sing, we love the Lord, we believe the Lord. He says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And sometimes people think of the Ten Commandments, sure, is what he ministers to us. That's what we need to keep. And then he said, then I will come and manifest myself to you. And that's, it works every time. It works every time. And I believe if we say we love the Lord, Lord, not my will, but yours. Whatever you have for me is always the best, what he has for us and how he does it. We don't always see the whole program, but that's why we have faith. Step out in faith. Trust the Lord. Believe him for all things. Amen. Amen. Now, I just have, you may be seated. I have one more thought I'd like to do tonight. I hope you'll cooperate with me. We still got a little bit of time, but I'm aware some people may have to go. They may have to go to work or don't feel like staying longer. So if you, that's fine. You just quietly leave. But I would like Brother Tony to come up and sing a few more songs with us. He's our song leader, and he's been late with work and couldn't quite make it in preparation, and I don't give him much time to prepare, but I believe he'll lead us in a few more songs, and we can just worship the Lord a bit together. Amen. 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 As I said, don't feel bad if you need to leave. Amen.
I still love mercy and grace. Just stay seated for a moment, saints, and God bless you. I so love mercy and grace. I so love mercy and grace. Open up to us this evening, Lord. Minister, I pray, Lord, as we worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Minister to each one as they have need this evening, Lord. Bless those for coming out this morning, this evening, Lord. Lord, give them strength for the drive home and for work and things, Lord. Bless our brothers as they've traveled so far, Lord. Thank you for their ministry. Lord, I just pray that we'd have a blessed time tomorrow as well, Lord. Lord, as we worship this evening, Lord, just pray, be with us, Lord. How we love you, Father. How we give you thanks, Lord. How we worship you. Amen. Let's stand and sing this.
The alcohol. Amen.
The alcohol. Ownership is bad. The
there will be so many.
mighty and powerful. Spent in vanity and pride, knowing not my Lord was crucified at Calvary. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him. Amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Thank you.
great, and grace was free, and pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Let's just bow our hearts in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, just be with us as we go from here, Lord. Bless us, Lord, help us to bring to remembrance those things that were shared this evening, Lord. Let it go down to good ground, Lord. Let it bring forth life this evening, Lord. Let us meditate on it this week, Lord. Bless your servant, Father. Bless each and every one of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Tomorrow the meeting is at our home at 48 Ruahihi Road at 7:15. Come early and we'll be singing already. Stay late and we'll sing some more. God bless you.